This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. On this leap day, we learned that inflation hasn't given up the fight yet. That's the headline from the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, PCE. Prices in January rose 2.4% from the same time a year ago, and 2.8% when you strip out the volatile food and energy categories. Those year-over-year inflation figures have been falling over the last few months, but they're still higher than the Federal Reserve would like to see. Here's the thing. The same report found that people's incomes have been rising. They're up 1% in January, the biggest monthly gain in 3 years. Marketplace's Justin Ho has the details.
Last month was a little unusual when it comes to people's incomes. For one, people's Social Security benefits went up, says George Perks, macro strategist at Bespoke Investment Group.
January is when you see the adjustment to cost of living indices from the prior year start to hit Social Security checks.
Perk says another factor pushing up incomes in January, almost $80 billion worth of dividend payments from stocks that people own. And when you strip those one-off factors out and look at actual wage growth,
that didn't really move around that much. That basically did what was expected in January.
But even though wage growth didn't move around that much, it was still pretty resilient. Shannon Grine, an economist at Wells Fargo, says we can thank the job market for that.
So even though the labor market is showing some signs of moderation, we continue to see firms hire at a decent clip and firms cite that they are having trouble filling open positions.
And as long as the job market remains tight, Grine says wages are probably going to keep rising, just like they have over the last several months.
The trend there has been pretty remarkable, and I think still suggests that you're going to see a steady pace of consumption this year.
Consumer spending has been decelerating over the last year as inflation has come down, says Michelle Meyer, chief economist of the MasterCard Economics Institute. And this year, she says that trend is likely to continue.
There's still more work to be done for many categories in terms of seeing cooling inflationary pressure, and that will filter into some moderation in spending as well.
That said, moderation in consumer spending isn't the same thing as weak consumer spending. In fact, Meyer says she still expects the economy to expand this year. It'll just feel a little more normal.
A newer normal than what we had prior to the pandemic, but certainly not the environment that we were in 21 or 22 or even early 23 when we had rising and high inflation.
And a more normal economy, Meyer says, is a pretty healthy outcome. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.